Michael, the Jared Waite roller coaster ride continued last night. His best is very good, isn't it?
It certainly is, and he put that on full display last night. But as everyone's probably well aware, the issue with Jared is we need that every week, especially from a senior player. And the interesting thing is, the both times he's gone back to the VFL, he's come back and responded really well the following week. But we just need to see that on a regular, consistent basis from now on.
He's been a teammate of yours for the best part of 10 years, I reckon, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's been there since I got there, and this is my ninth year.
Okay. So. Do you get frustrated when you see the same strengths and weaknesses in this bloke over such a long period?
Yeah, no doubt. I think it's just more frustrating when you see how good his good is and how, I guess, reliant on Jared performing at that standard that we are as a football club and have been for a few years. And he's well aware of that, and he knows that he needs to do that every week. And it is frustrating when it's not happening. But I think Mick's been really, really clear with Waitey what he needs to do. And if he's not doing it, then he's back to the twos, which probably he hasn't faced, you know, for probably 5 years. So I think it's Mick's starting to get the best out of him, and we just need that for, you know, hopefully in the next few years.
Michael, you and your fellow defenders did an outstanding job, but defence is easier when your forwards either score or lock the ball in the area. There's amazing numbers I was monitoring during the night. First half, for instance, Carlton, you guys only went inside 50 22 times, but scored from 16 of them. That ability of your forwards to either score or lock the ball in just made your defensive job that much easier, I would have thought.
Oh, Lee, you're spot on. There's, you know, some games you walk away a defensive group and you feel like you've really had to work really, really hard together to get a good outcome. Whereas last night, it felt like our job was just made so much easier from, as you said, the forwards locking it in and also the midfielders being on top and getting back to support as well. It just made our job so much easier. And you know, North, I think, are the number one team for efficiency when they go inside forward 50. And I'm sure that stat was right down for them last night. And that's a large part due to, as you said, the forwards' pressure and the mids getting back as well.
And one of your fellow defenders, Sam Rowe, who is just growing all the time in the... You two seem to be able to alternate on who might be the best forward, big forward at the time. It's almost like a partnership you two have got now going.
Yeah, I think that's a great word for it, Lee. And I've mentioned in a previous interview, it's something I really haven't had for 9 years consistently as another big man, you know, down back. And the club screamed out for it for a few years, and to have Roy, I think he's trained one pre-season as a backman, so he's only going to continue to grow, and he's done some outstanding jobs for us this year, and there's no reason that won't continue into the future.
We listened to Chris Judd on Channel 7 after the game, Michael, and he gave me the clearest pointer yet that he plans to play on next year. What's your understanding and expectation?
My understanding is purely a guess, and my guess is that Juddy will honestly just make his mind up at the end of the year. I don't think he's got a clear understanding yet. But if there is any guy that deserves to hold that decision until the end of the year, it's certainly Juddy, because a lot of players retire and they say that they owe nothing to the football club, but certainly, Juddy owes nothing to the game as well. I think he's given as much as anyone, and he'll make that decision, in a few weeks. And I can only hope and really pray that, he plays on next year.
Troy Menzel, because his name's Menzel, we're very, very sensitive about any problems with the knees.
Sure.
He left the ground with a knee injury. Do you know the extent of it?
Yeah, happy to confirm that. I just got the text message through from the club just to suggest it's only bone bruising and nothing structural. So with the bye coming up, he'll get that week off and he'll be right to go against Freo. So that was fantastic news to get from the club just now.
Michael, just on this kind of almost this hairy-fairy concept of motivation, clearly you're not going to play finals. And there was a bit of scrutiny on your coach this week in the public sense. All those things together, you guys went out last night and just competed your hearts out. When people would say, there's no great incentive. Just tell us about how you as a player approach just that upcoming cycle when really there's no great long-term hope for this year.
No, certainly long-term hopes, but not for this year, as you said. But, I think one of the main reasons you play football, whether it be, you know, not to make finals or to play in a grand final, it's you play for pride, and that's something Mick's really tried to instill in us in the, you know, this last sort of, you know, 6 to 8 weeks, and we want to play for pride, and we also want to work on things that, you know, will hold us in good stead next year, and that's to become a much better defensive team. That was something that was you know, clearly lacking in the first half of the season. So we sort of, from round 15 onwards, you know, sort of, you know, started fresh, and we want to aim to be, you know, one of the top 4 to 6 defensive teams in the league, something that can take into next year and, you know, set us in the right direction.
I've been one of, I think, many critics of Bryce Gibbs in recent years, but he seems to me to have matured a lot this year and become the player that most of us thought he could be.
Yeah, I can't argue with that. He, you know, he's put his hand up probably the last few years, Gibbsy, to try and get a good run into the midfield, and it's come this year, and he's, I guess he's repaid the faith that, you know, Mick's thrown to him to say, righto, you've asked for it, you want to go into the midfield, so here it is, and now it's up to you to deliver, and there's no doubt he's done that, and if you were to, you know, stop our best and fairest count, I'd say it'd be Bryce Gibbs, Chris Yaron, and a little bit of daylight. So he's been terrific, and it's not just his, you know, his ball getting and his clearances. His defensive work's been terrific, and when he's not having, you know, super games, he's willing to sacrifice that and either block or even go and play on one of the opposition's, you know, ball getters. But as you said, Mike, I think it's a great point. He's matured, and he's asked for that extra responsibility, and he's certainly delivered.
Well played last night, Michael, and thanks very much for your time today.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks, Lee.